Thank you for holding. Is this Prasad?
Yes, this is. Go ahead.
Hi, Prasad. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
What is the search name you're going by? Are we going by General Contractor, Pittsburgh, PA?
Well, you're in a general contractor category, and that could be a keyword or search phrase that you could use. We give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases, but you actually get to hand select them. They just have to actually be in the general contracting category. So, you know, build in additions, it could be flooring, it could be roofing, it could be bathroom and kitchen remodeling. It just depends on what you want to target specifically as a business. We try to customize the campaign to you, so that way the calls that you're receiving, you know, they're within the service area that you're looking to target, and they had to have typed in one of those phrases in order to even be able to call you. That way they're kind of like pre-screened in a way. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So general contracting could be an example keyword, though. If you want to type in, like, General Contractors Pittsburgh, PA, you'll see that map that pops up there in the middle of the screen, and then there's the three top recommended options right next to it. That's called the Google Places category. That's where we're talking about listing you right now. We had a listing that became available within our company as a Google partner, and usually when that happens, they create a list of guys that they feel are qualified. And then my representatives, like Tara, that you were just talking to here, they're going down that list right now. We're actively just looking for one of you guys to fill the opening. Once we fill that spot, we're actually going to close out the category, so we won't be able to work with any other companies in the area that fall within that general contracting category for a Google Places placement.
So where will this be placed? So give me, I'm on Google right now.
Uh-huh.
I Google remodeling Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good example. And then you'll scroll down and you see the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the three guys next to the map.
Four, actually.
Well, the one that says sponsored is actually doing pay-per-click. So that's not what we're talking about doing for you. You'll be one of the three guys without the sponsored attached to it.
Okay.
There's only three.
How much is it for the spot?
Well, I mean, if we look at companies like Legacy Remodeling, their campaigns are $499 monthly. I can get you the same campaign, but I can reduce the rate as part of a new and business credit. I could get it down to just $299, so it'd be about $200 less with the new and business credit, and then you keep that rate, so it'll stay $299, and then we don't have any other, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees affiliated with this placement, so it's just that one-time payment each month.
And well, it'll show up in this for how many keywords?
15.
15?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you can hand-select them. So every client that signs up, they get a PIN verification letter sent to them in the mail, a Google verification form that you have to fill out to verify your business, like your license, insurance, and everything. And then there's a client interview. And in the client interview, they have recommendations ready for you because we have that system called Google Analytics that lets us see what people are searching the most in your industry and area. But you have final say on everything. So if you say, hey, you know, these are the 15 that I want to be listed for, then we just roll with that.
Okay.
Oh, looks like I got a landscaper outside here.
So it could be remodeling, general contracting, addition, bathroom.
Correct. Yeah, those all fall within that general contractor category. You're actually in the most profitable. Oh, what did you say, HVAC?
HVAC plumbing, all that could be in there.
Well, HVAC and plumbing are usually their own services, so that would be a different category.
Okay, because we do HVAC and plumbing and electrical as well.
Gotcha. So you guys are not just framing. I mean, you could basically build a house from the ground up.
Yeah, for sure.
For plumbing and heating and electrical, they have different licensing. Like, we could do plumbing and heating for guys that are in that category. We had you listed in the general contracting category. So usually, I mean, what we would have to do is put you back on a qualified candidates list for electrical or plumbing, and then when that opens up, we could sign you up for those categories as well. Or we could do like a Google. Well, hold on, let me actually see. I may be able to actually do that if you're saying that you can do a full home build from top to bottom. Do you do roofing as well?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. It's actually a good question, because I know for some handymen, they let us cross-reference, because handyman's kind of a broad category, and they let us have like HVAC, plumbing, and then those guys do some build and additions as well. I'm going to ask them if I could, if we could do this local listing for HVAC, plumbing, and electrical as well, since you're a full-service general contractor. And you have all the licensing for it all? Like, you'd be able to send in license and insurance for each?
Yeah, I mean, we go with a sister company. I mean, it's our company, but we have another company we use for the licensing for the HVAC. And,
oh, okay. So you'd subcontract it out to them.
Technically, it's our company, but yeah, we could subcontract it to them.
Yeah, that separate company would need to be listed, like, separately, just to generate its own leads. You know, we want, like, the reviews and the stuff you're getting, any work you do under your name to be verified. We're basically telling these people that we've done this background screening on you, and we're recommending you to the community. So it's got to match up, and we usually want, like, you guys to be the one to go out there and do the work, not subcontract it out. I get a lot of guys that call in throughout the year.
It's us, but it's our other company. But I mean, technically, it could go through here. I just have to see if the licenses are in the individual names or company names.
Yeah, I mean, if the license and the insurance matches up, then we could do it. If it doesn't match up, then we have to actually list, like, have a whole different business listing, basically, for that name, and then that category as well. So it'd be like you have two different campaigns. You have to have a different phone number, a different address to PIN verify. It's just because that's how the AI reads it. It's not all just manually read and posted. So if anything doesn't match up, then you get these discrepancies where they like suspend the listings or put them on hold because they're not able to verify if they're actually giving the customers correct information that are searching on the other end. So if the license and insurance matches up and we're able to verify it, because like I said, we're going to send you this verification form. You got to fill it out and send it in. It's a part of getting these placements. If everything matches up, then we could list you for it in the for HVAC, plumbing, and electrical as well.
Okay.
So it just depends. But what I recommend, obviously, you know, the Google Places placements, they're hard to come by, especially for general contractors. The last time we had an opening in Pittsburgh was about 14 months ago. So it's not an everyday thing where we could just kind of put you up there. Being that we have the availability, I would definitely say capitalize on that local listing. It should save you money from some of the stuff that I see you're doing now, like Home Advisor by Angie's, because you don't have to, like, pay per lead or deal with the leads going to other people. And then we should also be able to generate a lot more opportunity. There's far more people Googling than Home Advisoring. So I definitely recommend capitalizing on that.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, let me just stay here once. Let me get my brother on the line. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so people are paying a premium to be on that list where you're showing, I guess, right?
Yeah, so the average pricing structure for the package that I just quoted you on, it's usually $4.99 monthly with a one-time setup fee of $99. So usually they pay $5.98 the first month and then $4.99 each month after. I offered you a new in business credit that would actually waive the setup fee of the $99, and then it would reduce your monthly price to just $2.99. So out the door today, it'll be $299, and then each month moving forward, if you want to continue with the service, you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299.
Okay. And this is guaranteed? What if this doesn't give me any leads or anything?
Well, we're not allowed to guarantee you jobs from being on the first page of Google. Even though the guys up there get calls every day, the only person that can actually guarantee you the job is the homeowner that's going to be paying you, you know, for the job or hiring you. So any marketing company or agency, Prasad, that says they guarantee you, like, work or, like, you're going to make money, they're lying to you. I mean, obviously, I could say I'm really confident and I'm really sure, but they're not supposed to, like, guarantee you, like, oh, you're going to get 5 or 10 or anything because it's marketing, you know? It's like if you paid for a billboard, you know. Obviously, the billboard's going to get seen by a lot of people, and we're putting you in the right audience. But I can't guarantee that you're going to get customers, even though you likely will. We just put you up there. But to be honest, the guys that are there are getting calls every day. Like Legacy Remodeling, I have you on the exact same package that they're doing, and they're getting calls daily.
Okay. All right, we'll give it a try then. What do you need for me to get started?
I have to create your Google business profile and submit it for verification for the placement. So I'll go ahead and create that now. On the first page of Google, Prasad, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so 412-855-6447.
Hey, what's going on there? Hello?
Hey, Prasad. What
is that? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Do you want to put me on hold? It sounds like something's going on.
Bella, what is that noise? Hello? What is that noise? Oh, okay. You know, all good.
Okay. Prasad, you spell your first name P-E-R-S-A-D?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. What's your last name?
M-A-R-G-A.
Just Marga?
Yep.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing as a part of the service agreement. It's required that I send it to you all in writing and that you sign off on it. What's your business email address? It could be a personal. No, it's like your email.
Yeah, email could be PMB. But we have a Monarch. We have a Monarch email as well.
It's more just for me. It's not something we're going to display to clients. It's just for me to send you everything in writing and then your receipt as well.
Okay, PMB.
Mm-hmm.
PITT.
PITT.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. All right. And then now they're going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
The street address for billing?
No, they're going to send you a PIN in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are, and it'll mark your center location for the business. So I can hide the address, like if you're worried about your address being displayed, but I just need an address to be able to send that PIN to you.
Oh, so the PIN has to go to that address.
Yeah, you have to be able to receive it because there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we get from you to confirm that you're actually there and you received it.
Okay, 5 Market Square.
5 Market Square?
Yep.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, PA. 15222.
Got it. Okay. And then do you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
You can leave it displayed.
Okay. And are you comfortable with your current website?
So far, yeah. It's fine for now.
Okay. I'm going to attach it to the Google Business profile. That's why I was asking. What would you change about the site?
Maybe more pictures, possibly.
Okay. And just like maybe a different layout. It seems like it's a lot of white, and then the colors are kind of all over the place. Like, I like the color of your logo where it has like bronze and black, and then it seems like a lot of stuff is like red, blue, gold. There's like random colors. It's not very uniform. I can offer you a my site. It's like a custom website design where I could have a graphic designer get into this domain name if you want to give them access to it. And I won't charge you anything extra for that if you just want us to, like, get in there and kind of remodel it and make it look better for you or if you need help with it.
Okay, sure.
All right. I'll put the My Site in here as an option for you. They'll get into that during the client interview. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Eight AM to 10 PM every day of the week.
8 to 10 PM Monday through Sunday. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers, Prasad?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I have your Google business profile created. I'm going to submit it for verification. They're going to send a form over to you right now for you to fill out. It's called a Google verification form.
Okay.
You don't have to fill it out right now, but they're going to send it to you right now.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So that's coming through. And then we want to schedule a client interview with you. The client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes. That's where they go over, like, the keywords. You get to pick your keywords. They'll go over the service area you cover. You can cover up to a 40-mile radius from your street address that we're sending that PIN verification letter to. And then we'll dive into the website as well at this time. Also, they have, like, a Facebook business profile they'll create for you if you don't already have one. They'll run some ads through it. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
That is needed right away, and obviously we got to get the mail. You want to do the interview tomorrow?
We could even do it today if you're available. I mean, I have a slot that I could put you in, let's see here, between 2 and 3 o'clock.
That could work. I do have to run a Home Depot real quick, so can we do like 2:30 or so?
Yeah, I can ask them to call you kind of closer to 2:30 just to give you some time. If that doesn't work, I could always just call you right back and we can reschedule it for tomorrow if we have to or later in the afternoon. Or you could even reschedule it with them if it's a bad time when they call you.
Okay.
Okay, but we do like to get everything rolling as quickly as possible. Like, I'm going to send the PIN out right now for your Google verification. And then I already sent you the form. You should have it there in your text messages.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Okay.
Did you get the Google verification form? It's like a paragraph with a link in there. You click on the link, it'll take you to the form. I texted and emailed it to you.
All right.
I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now, too. Yep. So you don't have to fill that out right now, Prasad. I just wanted you to be able to see it so that way you have a general idea on what we need from you.
Okay.
And then I know you probably have to gather that paperwork and pull all that stuff together. So it might take you a day or two just to send all that back, but try to get it to us as quickly as possible. And then I have the client interview scheduled between 2 and 3. I asked them to contact you closer to like 2:30.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
To pay by card, I guess.
Okay. Is this card under your name, the business name, or both?
What is my name?
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to? That 5 Market Square? Okay. If not, it'll decline it because we use VeriSign Secure Database. So if anything doesn't match up with like the name or the address or even the business phone number, it'll actually decline the transaction. So just want to make sure that's accurate, that 15222 zip code.
Yeah, what about, let me make sure.
Okay. Yeah, because then it'll automatically process and send you, like, the invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing so you can sign off on it. So I have to make sure that information is accurate. That way you could write it off later, too, as a business expense.
Give me 1 second here.
Okay. Yeah, there are some other addresses I noticed floating around for your business right now when I did the lookup for Monarch General Contracting. There's another address that came up as 834 Washington Road. Is that you also? Oh, Prasad? Oh, you put me on hold maybe.
Hey, sorry about that. Hello?
You're in the hospital?
No, no, I'm just working, little one's crying, there's too much going on.
Okay, I understand.
Just got in a little crazy time here. So what do you need from here? You need, this thing is, will be fun.
Yeah, so I sent you the form for Google verification, and then we have the client interview scheduled for 2:30, so I just need you to basically sign your subscription terms, fill out that form as quickly as you can or as soon as possible, and then be available for that client interview at 2:30 when we contact you. But right now I just got to secure your first month's payment. I was trying to verify the billing address because I had a 5 market square that you gave me for us to send your PIN verification.
I'm using that as the main address.
Okay.
For the address for the jobs and stuff. As far as billing address. Can you help with that? Okay, as far as the address for billing, it's a different address.
Okay. I found another one while you had me on hold. It was a 834 Washington Road. Is that accurate?
For mail, paper billing, yes. But if you're using my card, it's a different zip code, yeah.
Oh, is it the 15228?
It would be 15668.
Oh, okay. What's the address for that zip code? Because it has to match up or it will decline your transaction.
What is the address for the zip code? I mean, I don't want that. That's the Westmoreland County address. I want a house there. I don't want that address to be the address for the leads, though.
It's not. The 5 market will be the address for that. This is just for billing. So this isn't going to be displayed anywhere.
Okay.
This is just for me to be able to process your payment. Like the bank gets a notification and has to match.
2972.
Mm-hmm.
Crawford Road.
Crawford?
No. Or Trafford. TRAFFORD.
Road. And that's Pittsburgh as well? 15668?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So on the front of your card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Five one nine six. 1123.
1123.
3016.
3016.
8838.
8838. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
228.
2 of 28, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
870.
Okay. And then I want to let you know all calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
I'm Monarch General Contracting.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within this company?
The pineapple. Mommy. Daddy. No.
He sounds like the same age as my boys.
What's your question again?
I was saying, can you please state your name and title within the company?
President.
Okay. And your full name?
Prasad Marga.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Monarch General Contracting today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Prasad, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay, that's really important, like pertaining to not just the leads that you're getting from it, but also when we're setting up your account and being available for the client interview. Okay.
Okay.
In hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure.
Yeah. We know everything you already have for SUD. They just put that in there because we don't want you to, like, duplicate any listings that you have through us or, like, pay for something that we're already doing for you. So
okay.
if you're not sure, just double check with us before you add any other additional listings online. Okay. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 19th of 2024. I have you on a discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is for a platinum package bundle. I've also made a website available to you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 19th day, but you'll keep this discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says in our fine print, you can discontinue or cancel the services at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment, Prasad. Hang on the line with me here. I'm going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. And then I'm also going to get you the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, it came back as invalid transaction.
Which car? You put 15668 as a zip code?
Yeah, 15668 is the zip code.
Yeah. It says, oh yeah, I got a text message saying, is it fraud? Wait, reply.
Oh, okay. You have to authorize it. Maybe it's just a bank notification.
One second.
No problem. I have that security notification through Schools First as well. Any transactions or if it comes from out of state or a larger company or if it's a larger amount, I think it's over like $200, they asked me to approve it.
Yes, sir, but that was my bank on the phone with me. They thought your transaction was fraudulent.
Yeah, it's because we're California-based, because we're right next to Google, so I figured something was happening there, but, yeah. They were able to verify?
Yeah, they were. So,
okay.
Yes, it should be back on track here.
Okay, let me attempt to reprocess, and then it'll send you the outline of the agreement in writing and your login credentials for the tracking system. You already have the Google verification form, right? I know I tried to send it to you earlier, but... Okay, all right, perfect. Yeah, it looks like it's processing this time, but it's taking a little longer than usual. There it goes. Okay, so the payment cleared on our end, and then the text should start coming through automatically. So I'm just going to hang on the line with you and make sure you get everything. Prasad, are you still with me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. I was just trying to check if you were still there.
Seems like there's a lot of work that needs to happen. I need to take pictures and all kinds of stuff. I mean, everything in that document you sent needs to happen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The Google verification form?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want you to send it in, especially for, like, the HVAC, the electrical, the plumbing. You know, these are things, Prasad, where it might seem like a lot right now, but you only have to set this up one time for as long as you own your business. So, like, even if you leave us later and you're not doing first page placement, you'll still have this Google business profile verified with all that information. So that way, if people are going to look you up and want to have credibility on your company, they'll still have access to these things. So it might sound like a lot, but it's beneficial to the business long term. So those photos, though, for the Google verification form, sometimes our clients don't have everything that they're requesting in that form. Like it'll ask them for like work vehicle license plate or a photo of the workplace, things like that. What we tell our clients is just to fill it out as best as you can, to the best of your ability. If there's anything missing where they can't verify it based off what you submit on that form, then the only remaining option is for us to do a three-way video call with a representative from the Google headquarters. And you have to check that box that you're okay with that option at the bottom if you're missing anything on this form. So we won't let anything stop you from getting the verification done and getting the business listed. But what questions on the form did you have concerns about or pictures?
No concerns. It just seems like
a lot of work.
Some work, yeah. Pictures are fine. I'll put tools and equipment, license, insurance. Okay. What do you want to ask me?
Her name's Esme.
Yeah.
She sounds about the same age as my youngest son. My youngest son's like 3.5. Is that...
Okay. Oh, yeah, she's about going to be 3 soon.
Yeah. It's just like right around that age. Like her words, the way it's coming out, she sounds just like him. Just like a girl version.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, there are a handful here. Get this to the business card.
Yeah, if you don't have the business card, that's okay. You'll see some of them have like this little red asterisk or the red dot next to them. And those are the ones that are like more important. And then they have other ones that's kind of like if it applies to you or if you have it.
Okay.
And then there's also going to be another text in there that'll have an outline of the agreement in writing as well, Prasad. So it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And that has everything documented. So in black and white, it'll tell you like every service we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, et cetera. So everything's outlined there. And then you got to sign off on that as well. And then we're going to follow up with you for the client interview between two and three, but I asked them to call you closer to 2:30.
Okay.
You still said you had to go to like Home Depot or something, right?
Yeah, I do.
Get some stuff, some supplies. I wanted to ask you, so you were talking about like subcontracting some of your work. How many guys do you have working for you? Like how big
20
is
to 30.
20 to 30.
20 to 30. We can add more. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, you'll probably want to grow into a bigger campaign at some point. I mean, this one you could cover up to a 40-mile radius, and you're in a pretty large metropolitan area, so you should see some pretty high traffic from it. But if you already have that big of a crew, I mean, you could probably work a few large jobs at a time. I mean, we could always maybe run this for a couple of months, and then if you want to sit down and talk about maybe running ads in different areas, we can maybe do like an ads campaign or...
What's your specialty? You're a marketing company?
Our company? Yeah, we're a premier Google partner. So we started out as an SEO company in 2004, so we're a full-service digital branding firm at that point, and then we became a Google partner in 2016. So we've been in business for 20 years total.
You do Facebook ads and stuff too?
Yeah. Yeah, Facebook ads is in it's in your package already.
Okay, I need to understand you more because I got a couple other things I'm going on that we could also work together on. If you're effective, I'll definitely work with you on some product launches.
I was thinking you'd be a good fit for Google Guarantee if you have that large of a crew. I'd love to put you into the Google Guarantee campaign, but that is...
What is that?
Well, Google Guarantee provides every customer, like it incentivizes them basically to go with you. We do an extensive background screening, and then it gives every client that goes with your business a $2,000 insurance policy from Google for the lifetime of your work. So not only do you have your own stuff, like your own license and insurance, because that's part of the verification, but the clients are getting that extra incentive from Google that everything's going to go well. If not, then we'll back it with $2,000. And so they tend to go with those guys. But it's a pay-per-lead campaign. And I know for larger jobs, especially those big, multi-thousand-dollar contracting jobs, these guys do look a lot of times for those Google Guarantee guys that have the extensive background screening should something go wrong. They're still able to locate these people and verify who they are, and they still have the insurance from you and from Google. So it helps, from a professional standpoint of doing a large contracting job. It gives them all the tools and peace of mind they need prior to actually contacting you. So then once they contact you, it's a live call. And we only charge you a lead fee for it if you set an appointment to go out there and actually, like, give them a bid on the job. So you have to, like, agree to meet with them to get charged for it. So it's a really great program, but I would want to have, like, at least a month or two of this under our belt. They usually want you to have at least, like, five five-star reviews on the Google Business profile that we're going to create for you right here before we can start enrolling you into Google Guarantee. And then also it's good that we get some feedback from these local listings before we start considering doing the Google Guarantee campaign. So really my plan of action with you is just to kind of start as small as possible. Like, I got your pricing down as low as I could get it. And then run it for a couple months, show you what we could do, bring in some customers. And then obviously once we see you guys are doing well, then we could always expand and kind of grow it from here. Doesn't mean that this is going to be the final marketing strategy or the final agreement, but this is the starting agreement. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you should see some pretty good numbers with this. I mean, honestly, you might just run it locally like this indefinitely, but if you're saying, hey, you want to see an increase or you want to expand a little bit more than what's coming from this, then, you know, there's definitely other things that we could do. There is some Facebook advertising in the campaign. I don't know if you know how Facebook ads works. It's usually like a pay per click for Facebook, and they're like sponsored ads. You have a budget of $100 allotted out of your $2.99 to Facebook ads. They usually charge about $1 a click. So it should generate some traffic, but once that $100 is spent, you know, then it kind of rotates off until the next payment refreshes for this particular campaign. So if that's something that you want to add into, we could increase your budget for Facebook ads if you'd like. And then I also included the website for you at no additional charge. So during the client interview, they'll ask you for like the login credentials for your site, so that way we can custom or provide you with the custom website design. Okay. It sounds like a lot. I don't want to overwhelm you, Prasad. Right now, just focus on that Google verification form and then being available for the client interview at 2:30. If you can't make that 2:30 appointment, just let me know. I'll call you right back. Or you could call me. You have my direct number, and I could just
What's your name?
My name is Jonathan. My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. But I go by John usually.
localsplash.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is your number?
It's in your text messages, actually. I texted it to you earlier, so you didn't have to write it down. But it's 877-635-6225. And then if you want to call me directly, you hit extension 544. I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it's ever after hours, you dial the same number. You just hit extension 1. We have 24/7 customer service available to you.
What was your extension again?
544.
Okay.
But don't overwhelm yourself. I know we talked about a lot. It seems like you're getting stressed out, and I know you had the kid kind of running around back there. But we'll help you. Like all of our clients, we walk you guys through it and make sure it's working, because we want to see you continue to use the service each month, being that it's a month-to-month service. So nothing's going to get lost in the mix. Like if we're missing something, we'll follow up with you. We'll call you. And then same thing, if you have questions, you can contact us and we'll make sure everything's moving in the right direction for you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for signing up, Prasad, officially. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your day. We're going to circle back with you here shortly for that client interview. But if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, just call in. But we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.